And from the point of view of our healing, it doesn't make any difference whether you're talking about hate, anger, mild twinges of annoyance, rage, murderousness. It's, in a sense, it's all the same syndrome. You've done something to me that I don't like, and I'm going to show you that I don't like what you did. So I think that the hate works but simply by recognizing that it's purposive. You know, and again, when you look at the original separation from God as being an expression of hate, then that can help you realize how it filters down and permeates everything. And then how we feel so guilty over the hate that we cover it over. And so we don't call it hate anymore. You know, I'm just a little bit angry at you. And I'm sorry that I have to devour you, but I need food and I have to eat it. You know, I have to eat you because I need the food. So I devour you, whether you're a lettuce, a leaf of lettuce, whether you're a cow, whether you're a fish, whether you're a tomato, anything. I'm very sorry, but I have to eat you. Well, that doesn't look like hate, but I'm really saying I don't care about you. I have to survive. So I think what the Course does is lift the veil of on the ego so we could really see what this is all about.
So in that, the defense against the hatred that you have in you, like for example, lots of people use sublimation. That may just make the underlying problem even worse.
Well, I wouldn't say that it makes it worse, but what it does do is that it ensures that the underlying problem will never be undone. You know that was Freud's big mistake. I mean, he was the master of sublimation in terms of his theory. And he said that's the best you can do with these hateful, murderous thoughts you have inside, is you divert them to socially acceptable forms and expressions. But he never saw a way out of it. See, that it was a reality, and then you coped with it as best you could. His genius was in exposing it as a reality within the dream, but he didn't know that it was a dream. So that what Freud taught, and basically it's what the world really says, is you have to do something with it. So do something that's socially acceptable, or that's culturally helpful, or that's artistic, or creative, or something. You know, don't blow up bridges. You know, write a great symphony.
So what would you recommend in its place?
what I recommend in its place is that you read this blue book. All right, which would help you realize that this explosiveness and this rage and this murderousness and this insanity is not a reality. It's a choice. And that something comes before the hate. That's what this course talks, helps us realize, that something comes before the hate. And what comes before the hate is the wish to keep separate. You have to, quotes, work through, in whatever way you do that, all that hate. Right. And that viciousness and that cruelty, so you get to the other side of it, which is, the wish to be separate. As I was saying earlier, the wish to be noticed, the wish to be loved. Because all that hate and all that rage comes from the fact that I'm not noticed and I'm not loved. So you want to get to what's underneath it.
So perhaps I can recognize that what I'm doing is sublimating, and then realize that because I am, there must have been hate, and then work on the hate.
Right, and eventually get beyond the hate to, again, to that wish and that need to be separate. That's always the bottom line.